I used to have to do 4 sets of customs papers to get a load from Donegal to Dublin. That was done away with. But I don't see why we can't harmonise the building of our roads, and that's what we were about to do, but now it's sadly been curtailed.
You also have concerns that there is a certain amount of political opposition to the A5 within Northern Ireland, and the fear is that the holding back of funding by the government in the Republic is going to play into the hands of those who take that view.
Well, this is what I was thinking, that it would probably be used as an excuse because the Department of Finance is certainly holding the purse strings, and even though there's political will to get the road done, there isn't the finance. The finance are using any excuse they can get to.
Your view now is that delaying the creation of a dual carriageway any further is going to be, to say the very least, detrimental to ongoing business and ongoing investment in Donegal and the North West.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, because connectivity is the most important thing. No factory is going to locate that far away from a motorway. And as well as that, here in the Shown, it's going to affect tourism too, because Donegal is now competing with, as it always did, with Cork and Kerry and Clare for Dublin weekend tourists. But we have to compete now with the fact that they can whiz down a motorway to those destinations, and we have to trundle up the A5 farm track.